Violence against healthcare workers is growing, according to federal data. Now, some of the region's health systems are installing high-tech weapons detection systems. WHYY's Nicole Leonard went to the hospital of the University of Pennsylvania to see how these machines work.
In the hospital's main lobby, visitors are directed to walk through a security system. It screens for metal objects, while artificial intelligence determines if the shape of that metal resembles a weapon. For example, a security guard walks through with a baton in his back left pocket.
So it goes off?
Security systems coordinator Eddie Elliott shows me a tablet right next to the machine with a frozen image of the guard.
It puts a red box on the screen for our weapon detection specialist to view exactly where the threat is.
Most people who get stopped ultimately get cleared, but the machine has prevented 69 guns from entering the hospital just in the last 5 weeks. If a weapon is detected, it's not confiscated, but people are asked to leave. Joe Forte is the hospital security director.
We're responding to violence in the hospital. And it's great to know that there's not going to be a gun up there or a knife when we're trying to calm somebody down.
The weapons detection systems are part of a $28 million initiative at Penn Medicine. Machines will be installed at public and staff entrances across the system's hospitals. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.